I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
James Ahedebo on the show. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Montrezl Sweat, one of the best edge rushing prospects in the upcoming draft, visited with the Texans earlier this week. He's been projected as high as a top five pick in this draft. He does the same things that J.D. Clowney does. In fact, there are reports that when he came and visited with the Texans, they actually showed him on tape how they use Clowney. And just showing him just how he would be used, hypothetically, had he arrived here, which led to a lot of speculation about the future of J.D. Clowney and if this would just be bringing in somebody to fill a need or if there could potentially be a trade for Clowney. James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL vet. I'm going to put you in the position of Brian Gain, and I'm going to ask you, if there is trade interest in Jadeveon Clowney approaching the draft, which is less than a week away, would you do it?
All right, so let's look at the writing on the wall. Of course you'll do it as a general manager because you'll be able to get some quality picks for for Jadeveon Clowney. You also look at it, you know, Sweat, he's Mississippi State. You know, he's a guy that has, you know, the prototype, very body type similar to Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, once he gets through a full NFL offseason, he's going to pack on more muscle mass and strength. But the defining factor is the money. And as a general manager, you know, you never get fired for spending money. That's never the issue. But it's the production of the people you give the money to is where the issue is. So are you going to give your defensive lineman room, are you going to allocate, you know, $200+ million to one room alone? I don't see anyone doing that.
And it JJ hasn't been, and him is what you're talking
exactly.
about.
I'm talking about JJ and Clowney. And you haven't seen it at any other team across the NFL that has that much money allocated to just one room, unless they're getting players on the later end of the year, other contracts, whether it's a Bennett, Michael Bennett, or so forth, like the New England Patriots. Which goes to my point. If the Texans wanted to pay Clowney, he would have had a deal already.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Look at Russell Wilson. He put a deadline out when he wanted his deal done. Guess when his deal was
done? Right under the wire.
Right under the wire. Boom, his deal's done.
Of course, that's a quarterback.
It's a quarterback nonetheless, but it is a player that carries, you know, weight for the long term of the team.
I mean, you gave me a better example during the break when we were kind of talking about this. I mean, Hop.
Yeah.
The same team. Maybe not the same general manager, but the same team, same ownership. There was no problem getting Hop signed.
Nope. No problem getting what signed?
So what does it tell you?
So it tells me that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, Jadeveon Clowney's camp sees the writing on the wall that if the deal was to get done, they could always do a deal and then trade you away. The fact of the matter is then it becomes harder to trade because then what team is going to take on that contract that they've given you?
Right.
It's an easier way to trade during the draft and use Clowney as trade bait when he doesn't have a deal signed yet and saying, hey, you guys can work out something long-term that fits your budget.
What is the appropriate compensation for a guy like J.D. Clowney, though? We're talking about a three-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, regardless of what anybody says, one of the more productive guys at his position. What's the compensation for a guy like that?
It all depends on, you know, what teams, you know, have the cap space, but you're looking at $100 million player, you know, and whether people believe that that's his value or he should come in underneath that, it's going great for a premier
pass rusher.
That's just the market. And there is a team out there that would overpay for his type of production and what he brings to a defense.
How do you think Clown? First of all, we mentioned it, but I want to emphasize this because I think it's huge. They let it leak out. That's not an accident.
No.
They're talking to Montez Sweat and basically telling him, this is how we use J.D. Clowney and this is how we would use you. That's not an accident, and that's speaking directly to Clowney and his agent. I mean, how would you just handle all this?
It shows me that if Montez Sweat is still on the board in position, you know, in that first round, and the Texans want him, mm-hmm. they will be ready and in position to trade Clowney to move up to make that happen. So they can gain a pick mm-hmm. and get the guy that they want for the long term. And most importantly, he's inexpensive.
Right, rookie contract.
Rookie contract for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is Sweat has that heart issue, so that's maybe they think that he could fall down to them in that situation. And a lot of times when players have injuries, they slide down and teams take flyers on him and it ends up paying off. See the Cowboys with what's his name from Notre Dame, Jalen Smith. Jalen mm-hmm. Smith had a pretty good year last year, and he slid down. The team that keeps coming up is the Raiders. And I know a lot of people are talking about, well, they got the fourth overall pick. I don't think they're going to give up the fourth overall pick, Mike Mayock's first pick for the fourth. But they also have the 24th overall, the 27th overall, the 35th overall, and they have an early fourth-round pick. Mm-hmm. So let's say hypothetically, James Ihedebo, let's say that the Raiders offer you the 24th overall, and they offer you their fourth round pick. Is that enough for Jadeveon Clowney?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. If you're getting a first rounder for Jadeveon Clowney, I would say even a top second round pick would be adequate enough.
With another pick
mm-hmm. for Jadeveon. Because the fact of the matter is you're in a position where you're not going to sign him anyway. Like, you just don't want to allocate that money there. So mm-hmm. the best deal that you get, you're going to take. And so I think if I'm the Raiders, I might even lowball him and say, hey, well, you know, you guys are on the clock, or you're about to be on the clock. We'll give you a second and a fourth, mm-hmm. you know, and negotiate from that standpoint. But if they offer that 24th pick, that's a steal for the Texans.
And it's a hypothetical because they already have consecutive picks at the end of the second round. Let's say that the Raiders throw them that 24 overall. Mm-hmm. You got two picks right there, 23, 24. And we heard Brian Gainen how giddy he is about draft picks and stocking the team in the second round. What if you can do that in the first round? What if that 23, 24 comes up, you can draft you a tackle and a cornerback there? Or let's say that you get your tackle, your mm-hmm. cornerback, then maybe you can draft the best player available. Maybe Joshua Jacobs slid down, and all of a sudden you're just stockpiling talent there. If the Raiders are interested, there is audio of Mike Mayock saying he liked Khalil Mack more than Clowney. But if the Raiders are interested with all these draft picks, why the hell not?
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The Raiders understand the effects of losing Khalil Mack, right? Mm-hmm. Their defense.
Well, they moved him.
They moved him, but nonetheless, I say the loss of his presence.
Correct.
Though, the defense was a shell of itself. It didn't mm-hmm. matter who you brought in. Mm-hmm. And so now you get another guy like, you know, Jadeveon, who's disruptive. I think now they can continue to build around this. This is a team that has a lot of picks as well.
Yeah.
And for the Texans, I mean, I love the way you're thinking, Landry. You get that 23, that 24. There's a lot that you can do to change that defense.
Two first-round picks?
Oh, yeah. And
you kidding me?
And still a couple seconds. and you're probably going to get something there. Yeah. I mean, and it just seems to make sense for both teams. At some point, the Raiders got to get – I mean, they got to do something to make up for Khalil Mack. But, again, Sweat's a guy who's come up with the Raiders. Maybe they look at Sweat and they like him. I don't know how much Mayock likes him, but mm-hmm. – I mean, it's going to be a fun draft, man. There's just so much going on. If I asked you, James, to make a bet right now, let's just you don't have to bet your life on it or anything like that. It's not that serious. But is Kyler Murray going to be an Arizona Cardinal?
Without a doubt. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Mark it, Figgy.
He's going to be the first player taken off the board.
Wow. Wow. I want to go back to one thing on the schedule that I forgot to ask you because I looked, but it was during a commercial, so I don't know if I found it or not. Did you ever play in London?
Oh yeah,
you
yeah,
did.
So, yeah, we played four times in London.
Oh, you played four times
yeah.
in London.
Yeah, so it's
four times.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough.
Why?
Because you're talking about you leave Sunday after your game, mm-hmm. right? So you play Sunday afternoon.
You're all sore.
You're hopping on a flight for the next 12 hours, mm-hmm. flying overnight. You land, and now you got to get adjusted to the time. So, mm-hmm. that, you know, there's a shift in the time aspect. Your body's thrown off from your typical healing. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, you don't have the resources.
Like no hot tub, no ice.
No hot tub, no massage therapist. No, not your.
Yeah.
You're thrown off your element so much. In, you know, I played one of my worst games, you know, playing in London.
In London?
It was just, I mean, and then the fields. Mm-hmm. Don't even, you know, here. here we have the artificial turf, you know, or if you have
field turf or
if you have a, you know, grass, it's you know, it's almost like Bermuda grass.
It's groomed.
It's groomed and it's taken care of. You know, when we played in London in Wembley Stadium, it was like a mud pit, you know, because that's they play soccer, so they're used to playing, you know, their fields a little bit softer.
I think a thicker turf, like a thicker sod.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that was a whole nother deal. You're wearing spikes that are, you know, 3/4 inch.
Now, what are the demands outside of your normal work? Because I'm sure they send players to events and stuff, kind of like a PR kind of thing. Yeah. Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah. You have a handful of players. You know, you're the face of your teams or certain guys are going to be having the PR events, the parades, and having to go to the malls and do autograph signings and stuff like that. But it's no different than when you're back here at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have downtime. I mean,
right.
you practice. You have your meetings. You're done 3:30, 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. and so you have the rest of the night to, you know, take the train down into town and explore and see. And you know, some guys don't handle it correctly, like you heard from the Atlanta Falcons 1 year. You know, guys got in a little bit
That's
of trouble.
Right. That's
but
right.
At the end of the day, it is an experience. I do believe that the NFL is trying to, you know, become a global sport.
Well, funny you said that.
Which is it's tough because it's it's not appealing to everybody.
Funny you said that. The Jacksonville Jaguars are pretty much not even hiding the fact that they want to move permanently to London. What would that do if you're in their division?
That would suck. I mean, you think about, you know, if you have to travel to London twice a year
or once a year,
but then what happens if they get a home playoff game? Then mm-hmm. what, you're traveling back to London again, you know, for a home playoff game? It's tough.
I think we got someone who's got to take an exception with something that my man Ihedebo said. Let's take you to the octagon, James. Let's go to Bill, 713-572-4610. Bill, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I really do take exception. These athletes that are making $90 million, they have a half a season to play. They got ostensibly one work day a week, as it were, during the season, and they can't adjust to
Bill. I'm not even the athlete. I'll let James speak for that. You're telling me these guys have one work day during the week. You're telling me that
these athletes sit
around on vacation for six
no,
days a week?
No, I don't.
Don't
say things I didn't.
You said
say.
They had you, one you, work day a week.
You said one work
they
day
They had
a week.
One game a week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. All right. One game a week. All right.
Go
continue.
Ahead.
And they can't, and they're making more money in 1 year than most of us make in our lifetime, and they can't make a time adjustment. I feel so sorry for them. I said sarcasm there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not really.
We love you, Bill. We love you, Bill.
Appreciate it, Bill. Yeah, but you know, hey, Bill, try standing in the street getting hit by a car and then jump on a plane and go to another country and see how your body feels.
Look,
I mean, it's the reality is people don't understand what players have to go through just to step on that field each Sunday.
But they're millionaires, guy.
Yeah, but they're millionaires. So, and one thing that that people don't understand too, and fans don't, is that players spend so much money on their bodies each year, preparing for week in, week out to be able to
They're
play
investing
at the
in themselves.
They have to invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about guys that get, you know, league minimum might be spending $50,000 a year just on taking care of their body. Mm-hmm. Guys that make $1 million a year might be spending $150,000 a year just on taking care of their body. So there's a lot more to it than just that.
But you do have to understand, most normal people, they don't want to hear about it.
No, of course
they don't care to hear about
it.
They
just want to see
the product. I get where Bill's coming from, but it's not true.
Hey, Bill, I mean, the fact that matters, then when your favorite player, you know, is inactive or drops a touchdown pass because, you know.
Then you call him a big sissy because he couldn't play.
Because he couldn't play.
And this is the other thing. Like, I think a lot of people just act like, You basically put your name in a hat and they drew your name and, oh, you're going to make millions of dollars to play football. That's not really how it works. It's skilled labor, and it's very profitable labor. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on top of your game, you're going to be out of there in very soon.
Exactly. And I compare it to the level that you become even a doctor, the time that you have to put in your practice, in observations and so forth, the schooling. It's the same thing on the professional football side. You didn't just show up and get signed to the NFL. Like, you had to have years and years and years of production prior to that
for them to even take a look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot more to it. But hey, Bill, we appreciate you.
James, let me ask you this. What coaches did you play for in your career? Like, if you, what NFL coaches? I just want to go through the guys that you played for. I know you played for Rex Ryan.
So you
played for Harbaugh. You played for Belichick.
Yeah, so Eric Mangini, Bill Belichick, Rex Ryan, Jim Harbaugh, Rex Ryan again, Jim Caldwell, and yeah, that's about it.
You had a lot of guys on that Belichick
tree.
Some
big names,
man. He's got the Belichick mindset. The reason I'm asking you this is because Tom Coughlin, and we're talking about moving to London, he went on the podium yesterday, and he just started laying out. First, he called out guys for not being there, but then he just threw out these military-like cliches. I want you to hear this and tell me what it would be like as a player playing for a guy like Tom Coughlin.
Doing things the right way all the time. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. Discipline. No shortcuts, no procrastination. Discipline is the refining fire by which talent becomes ability. The only discipline that lasts is self-discipline. The reason people run from the word discipline is because it's difficult to master. Championship teams are dominated by selfless individuals who recognize that the welfare of the team must always be paramount to any other consideration.
How in the hell do you sit through that if you're a player?
That sounds like New England to me.
Really?
They all come from, you know, that Parcells, that DNA. And that's exactly what we were instilled in New England. That's what it was. That when I first came into the NFL under Eric Mangini, it was the exact same thing. Do your job.
That sounds like something they're going to say to rookies coming in.
It's across the board. When I got to New England, mm-hmm. I was the guy, and this is probably why I wasn't there long, because I was the guy, I'm like, fellas, it's not like this in the NFL everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is looking at me crazy, like, what do you mean? Yes, it is. Like, this is, you know, Pleasantville. It's supposed to be like this everywhere. You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they had that mentality, but then on top of it, mm-hmm. like, if you weren't Gronk, Brady, you know, Edelman. Well, mm-hmm. Edelman was still, you know, he was younger then.
Yeah. But,
you know, definitely Gronk, Brady. You know, they would, you know, dog cuss you out if you messed up.
Yeah, and you're an interchangeable part.
Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Who had the most boring meetings you ever had to go to?
It's got to be Belichick, right?
No, I bet you his are interesting.
Mangini's got to be boring.
No. You got it?
The
you got one?
The most boring meeting Caldwell. I ever went to was Bob Sutton when he was our defensive coordinator. Bob was the defense coordinator for Kansas City. They just, you know, let him uh-huh. go, but he was
yeah.
our defensive coordinator for the Jets for 2 years. And when I tell you this guy, monotone voice, slow motion, snail walking from one side of the room to the other.
And you're having to slap yourself to stay
away. Oh, man, you have two cups of coffee. Man, a bag of seeds. You have everything.
What was a Rex Ryan meeting like?
Oh, it was awesome. Intense.
Yeah. Oh, really? Intense.
How many laughs?
How many laughs or how many F-bombs?
Both.
I mean, yeah, but he would always come in, and he always had an agenda. He always had something that he wanted to touch on that would be funny,
mm-hmm.
but yet, you know, like, we're playing this, you know, like, say we're playing Tom Brady. He would come in the meeting room, be like, we're playing this pretty boy with his hair slicked back, you know, in magazines, you know, wearing Uggs and all types of stuff.
He would literally just say that stuff?
Yeah, he'd go in, but, you know, like, hey. It was true.
That's funny.
But it was,
I always like to find out who the most, because players just sit there and just must be just going, what in the world? I would look at my bank account just to keep me alert. You know, like, okay, there's a reason I'm here.
Like we have coaches, and we'll sit there. You know, me and Glover Quinn, you know, who's, mm-hmm. you know, he's still a free agent out there. So
yeah, there you go. Taxes, he's a possibility.
You know, so we'd be sitting in meetings, and we'd listen to coaches and track how many times they dropped F-bombs and literally compare notes, and it would be like 48. 50, you're talking about in a 30-minute meeting, and guys would have like 48, 50, 55.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Crazy. James Ihedebo joins us every Friday. You notice I hardened up that E, the Nigerian pronunciation?
Man, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, mm-hmm. man. I'm growing. I know Indy Kalu did not appreciate the non-hard mm-hmm. Ihedebo, so I just had to bring it today, James.
Appreciate that.
What else you got going on? Kitty Academy, I'm assuming?
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, it's Good Friday for, you know, everyone that's out there that celebrates Easter. So, you know, we're closed for the day. Just spend the time with the family. And everyone enjoy your Easter.
You too. Yeah. You're going to have a big family get together, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we're going to have everyone over at the house. Hey, that's one thing that's so true. Jalen Rhodes said, once you get into the become a pro athlete, every holiday event is at your house.
It's your house.
Just know that.
Oh, it's your house. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, let me know how the wings are.
I did. Oh.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, I don't think we forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a low blow.
Don't think we forgot about that.
You gonna put up some of them wings this weekend?
Yeah, let's see some on Instagram, dude.
Yeah, I'll look at the pictures.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah, the bow wings. Yeah, it'll happen. It's coming.
Nah, James, you had a hard time. You don't need to.
With us every
Friday.
But
I'll take it.
Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL vet. Going around the NFL next, Jeff Fisher, war of words yesterday. Could he be Houston bound? And I know it's early, but I'm going to win you your fantasy football league. There's one guy you need to be looking at. We'll tell you who next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.